And you hear the crowd. We're excited to be here on the Ozark or the K-Country 95 and, of course, Ecom Sports Network for the championship game of the 50th annual Thayer Winter Classic. Of course, this game should have been played last week, but because of the weather, remember the tournament got postponed a few days, and the only open days were on a Thursday, Saturday, and then, of course, tonight for the championship. So here we go, Thayer Lady Bobcats and the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears. Lady Bears will actually be the visitors on the scoreboard, despite the fact that they are the number one seed. And the reason for that is they're playing on the Lady Bobcat home floor, so why not let the home team wear their white uniforms? Mammoth Spring wearing the road blues trimmed in the white. And again, the starting lineup for the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears will be Bryn Washam, Laney Young, Molly Corbett, Adriana Corbett, and Tay Davis. And for the Thayer Lady Bobcats, wearing the home whites trimmed in green, it'll be Hadley Meyer, Abby Bowers, Jocelyn Tucker, Shaylee Peterson, and Caden Hillis. And of course, I'd be remiss if I didn't mention the side stories of this game. We talked about it last year when they played for this championship. We talked about it when they played at the Battle of the Border. Head coach of the Thayer Lady Bobcats is Denny Young. His daughter, Laney Young, plays for the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears. So just a little side story there. And it was right here on this floor last year that Laney, right in front of her dad, right in front of the Thayer Lady Bobcat bench, drained a key three in the Lady Bears' victory in that one. And just one of the many side stories. These young ladies all play together on travel teams in the summer. They hang out together. They're good friends. And it's going to be just a lot of fun, all right? A classic. I think this one's going to be an instant classic here in the championship game. And here we go, Hadley Meyer to jump it up with Adriana Corbett of the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears. And ball up, tip is controlled by the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears to Bryn Washam for the layup. So the Lady Bears win the tip and go right down the floor for an easy layup. Here comes Thayer with the ball. Abby Bowers steps into the front court, gives it to Hillis. Hillis attacking the basket right down the middle of the floor. Couldn't hit the shot. Rebound volleyed up and around and taken by the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears. Tay Davis, long pass up the floor. Down to Molly Corbett. She scores the layup. 4-0 Mammoth Spring early. Lady Bobcats had a good look at the basket. Couldn't hit a shot. They're in the half-court offense now, going to Hillis in the lane. Tried to kick it outside. It's stolen by Laney Young. Over to Tay Davis. Mammoth Spring Lady Bears. Chance to go up big. Watch him in the corner for three. Off the back of the rim. No good. And Hillis with a rebound for Thayer. Lady Bobcats want to run. Hillis up the left side. She'll pull it up. Bounced it to Peterson in the lane. Up and under she goes. Shot no good. Hadley Meyer rebound to Hillis for three. That one's off the mark. And rebound taken by Bryn Washam. Feeds it over to Tay Davis. She runs the floor. Got it up to Wilson. I'm sorry, to Young. Young in the lane for Corbett. Now back outside and around to the right wing, and Tay Davis to bring it out front. We're going to get a three-second call on the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears. The Mammoth Spring with the turnover. 6:47 to go, first quarter. Mammoth Spring with the lead, 4-0 over the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Lady Bobcats with the ball. Jocelyn Tucker trying to feed it down to Meyer. She couldn't hang on to the pass. Loose ball picked up by Mammoth Spring. Washam down to Young for the layup. It's good off the left side. Lady Young and the Thayer Lady Bobcats won a timeout. 6-0. Mammoth Spring on top with 6:30 to go in the first quarter. Timeout. We'll be back in 30 on the Ecom Sport Network.
At Southern Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company, you aren't just a number on the scoreboard. With 1.3 million insured, we have a long history of making good plays. That's why, game day and every day, make us your friends for life. Contact your local Farm Bureau agent for more information or visit us at www.sfbli.com.
I'm Seth Godwin, your Arkansas Farm Bureau agent for auto, home, and life insurance.
I'm back here for the championship game of the 50th annual Thayer Winter Classic. It is Mammoth Spring up by 6 early, 6-0. Thayer Lady Bobcats have had a couple of good looks at the bucket, just can't get one to fall. Mammoth Spring been shooting layups. And a little full-court pressure by the Lady Bears. Abby Bauer dribbles up the right sideline against it. And Thayer gets into the half-court set. Tucker has the ball taken away by Corbett. Corbett up the floor to Washam for the layup. Count it. Bryn Washam with four already. And here comes Thayer back the other way. Tucker catches it on the wing. loses their dribble, now throws it inside to Peterson. Peterson powers it up through the defense too hard, rebounds it, puts it back up and in, and gets fouled on the play. Shaley Peterson working hard, the big sophomore for Thayer. Foul will be against number 24, Adriana Corbett. First team foul of the first quarter goes against the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears. And now Shaley Tucker will check in place of Joslyn for Thayer. First substitution of the game for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. And Shaley Peterson at the free throw line will shoot one, trying to complete the three-point play, and the free throw is off the rim, no good. Tay Davis with a rebound from Mammoth Spring. Lady Bears want to run again. Now they'll back it out in the half-court set, go in the lane to Washam, back out to Davis. Lady Bobcats back in a 1-3-1 zone defense. Davis working to the right side, bounces it in the corner to Washam. Cross court to Young. Laney going in the middle. They'll dump it down low for Adriana Corbett. Goes up with a shot. Tay Davis. Her shot was blocked by Abby Bowers, but Abby going to be called for a foul on the play, and Tay Davis will go to the free throw line. Well, I'm sorry, it was Adriana Corbett. Looking at the numbers, number 23. So, yeah. And first free throw is up, and it is good. Adriana Corbett with the free throw. She gets on the board. Now four Lady Bears have scored in the game. And Joslyn Tucker checks back in for Thayer. Shaley Tucker checks out. Second free throw for Corbett. Rattles in and out. No good. Rebound Peterson for the Lady Bobcats. She'll give to Bowers, who brings up across the timeline, working against Molly Corbett. Now to Tucker. Tucker spins in the lane, back out to Bowers for three. Bingo! Abby Bowers with a three, powered by Ozark Healthcare Spine Clinic. And the Thayer Lady Bobcats back to within four with that bucket. Mammoth Spring with the ball, working around the perimeter. Got it right side for Molly Corbett in the corner. And now back out to the wing for Young. Young swings over to Washam, open for a three. No good off the front rim, and the rebound run down by Tay Davis in the corner. She'll bring it back out front to Young for three. That one's off the rim, no good. Abby Bowers up for the rebound for Thayer. Lady Bobcats push it to Hillis, running the floor, hesitates, shoots, and scores. Caden Hillis with her first two, and we've got a two-point game. Thayer Lady Bobcats down 8-0. Have clawed their way back with a 7-1 run, and they trail it now by just two. Here's Molly Corbett in the lane. Nice move. Gets the defense off their feet. Puts up a shot. No good. And Abby Bowers will rebound for Thayer. Long pass up the floor, and that one's going to be intercepted by the Lady Bear defense. Tay Davis has got it. Coming the other way to the top of the key. Just to the right side of the free throw circle. Gives it in the corner to Corbett. Back out to Davis. She'll swing it over to Laney Young. Young in the free throw circle to Adriana Corbett. Down low to Washam to Corbett. Count it and a foul. Good ball movement on the interior by the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears. And with 4:09 to play in the first quarter, they'll make it 11-7. And Molly Corbett with 4 points. She'll shoot for the three-point play. Foul was on Caden Hillis. That'll be number one on Caden. Second team foul on the Lady Bobcats. And the free throw from Molly Corbett, the sophomore, is good. She leads the Lady Bears in scoring early with five. And there's Peterson in the backcourt. Makes a bad pass, stolen by Mammoth Spring, but we're going to get a whistle and a foul as they got the steal. And then the foul on number five, Joslyn Tucker. As Peterson caught the ball in the corner and tried to get rid of it, it was deflected right in the hands of the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears. They inbound it under the bucket, and the ball poked away from Washam and out of bounds. Oh, the Boo Crew across the way. They wanted that one going the other direction. But nope, Mammoth Spring Lady Bear basketball. Good defensive play there by Abby Bowers on the inbound. Bears inbounded here on the side. They'll get to Laney Young. Young out between the circles. That's on the right side. For Adriana Corbett trying to go down low for Davis and threw it over the head of everybody and out of bounds. The Thayer Lady Bobcats down five with 3:55 to go in the first quarter. Abby Bowers will trigger it in against the Mammoth Spring Lady Bear full court pressure. Bowers to Peterson, back to Bowers, races up the left side, and now dumping it down low. Tried to dump it to Hadley Meyer, the ball deflected by Tay Davis right into the hands of Adriana Corbett. Back to Davis up the floor to the right elbow, stepping down the lane, dumps it down low, back out to Laney Young for three. That one's off the mark. Rebound to back to Laney Young. Kicks it to Tay Davis to Washam. Open for a three. That one's rolls off the rim. No good. Rebound down to Abby Bowers again. Bowers got it up the floor to Tucker. She waits, gives it right back to Abby with 3:19 to go in the first half. Now Peterson out on the floor working against Washam, and Washam's going to be called for a push. Bryn Washam called for her first foul of the night, second team foul here in the first quarter. Thayer will inbound the ball. Not until after we get a substitution here. It'll be number four. That is Allie Kirby checking in the game. Hadley Meyer is going to come out. Coach Young talking with her. Hadley having trouble getting open in the paint. If Thayer's going to have a chance to win this game, they've got to get Hadley Meyer involved. Here's Bowers for another three. That one's up off the rim. No good. And the rebound comes down to Peterson. Peterson to Joslyn Tucker in the corner on the left side. Now drives the baseline. Trying to shuffle it inside. Got it to Abby Bowers. Bowers out to Hillis. Fakes the three. Kicks it in the corner to Curley. Curley back out to Bowers. Abby gives it to Hillis. Now Tucker for three. Top of the key. That one rattles off the rim. No good. Peterson with a rebound. Puts it back up and in. Shaylee Peterson with a couple of big offensive rebounds on that trip down the floor. And 12-9 our score now. Mammoth Spring leads it by three with the basketball. Molly Corbett in the right corner. Kicks it back out to Tay Davis. They'll swing it around left now and got it down low for Washam. Washam all the way under the bucket. Powers up a shot. No, but she'll get fouled and go to the line and shoot two. And that's almost an automatic 2 points when Bryn Washam goes to the free throw line. And the foul is on Abby Bowers for Thayer. And that'll be number two on Abs. Second foul to go along with her 3 points here in the first quarter. Fourth team foul against the Thayer Lady Bobcats. And the first free throw is up for Bryn Washam. It is good. Bryn's got five in the game. Corbett's got five. Two for Laney Young. That is Molly Corbett with five. Another free throw here for Bryn Washam. The All-Stater is up and good. She's got six in the game. And Thayer down by five, bringing it up across the timeline. Joslyn Tucker takes it all the way down to the wing. Now goes to the baseline and almost has the ball taken away by Laney Young. And it'll go out of bounds. Hadley Meyer checking back in now for the Lady Bobcats. And Allie Kirstie will come out of the game. Sophomore earning more and more playing time with the varsity. Thayer inbounds the ball in the corner to Bowers. Bowers looks in the middle, nobody open. And it stepped on the sideline. Oh, mental mistake there for Abby Bowers. The Thayer Lady Bobcats turned it over with 2 minutes to go in the first quarter. Trailing by five. Mammoth Spring with the ball in the lead. Tay Davis swings it over to Laney Young. Young back over to Davis, top of the key. Runs the offense from there. Gives a pass down to Molly Corbett in the corner. Long cross-court pass deflected by the defense. Going to go out of bounds. Ball goes out of bounds off the hands of Joslyn Tucker. Got out there and made a good defensive play. Mammoth Spring will inbound on the sideline. Right in front of the Mammoth Spring bench with a minute 47 to go. The inbounded all the way into the lane to Tay Davis. Taken away by Tucker. Tucker has it poked away at midcourt. And she'll give it back to Abby Bowers. Bowers top of the key. Looking in the middle. Got it to Hadley Meyer. Ducks under the defense. Shoots. No good. Rebound. Volleyed around, controlled by Adriana Corbett. Corbett racing up the sideline. Long pass down to Wilson, or to Young in the corner, and it's good. Laney Young with five in the first quarter. Her first three-pointer of the night. And it's up to an eight-point lead again for Mammoth Spring. And Thayer throwing the ball into the middle, goes right through the legs of Hadley Meyer and out of bounds. And we're going to get another timeout. A minute 10 to go in the first quarter. Mammoth Spring leads Thayer by eight. We'll be back in 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
Compassionate care beyond measure is the mission of Baxter Health Family Clinic. Advanced practice registered nurses Leslie Batterton and Tamra Ward are taking new patients at Baxter Health Family Clinic in Mammoth Spring. They offer excellent care for men and women of all ages, from pediatrics to geriatrics, including women's health and more. To schedule an appointment, call 870-625-3111. They accept both Arkansas and Missouri Medicare and Medicaid. Baxter Health Family Clinic, located at 350 Main Street in Mammoth Spring.
Hi, this is Taylor Grubaugh with Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick and GMC in West Plains. We're proud to sponsor the St. Jude Country Cares Radiothon again this year. Now through February 14th, we will make a donation for every car sold at Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick and GMC in West Plains. Together, let's drive and help us donate to a wonderful cause.
It's where to go and buy your car. Great service and best price by far. In West Plains, it's where we are. Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet in West Plains.
And here in the buzzer, we're back here at the Thayer High School. Got a minute 10 to go, and what's been a great first half. Well, you want action. We've had action up and down the floor. Two heavyweights going at it out here, and right now the Mammoth playing Lady Bears lead it 17-9 over the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Championship game of the Thayer Winter Classic. Mammoth Spring in a half-court set. Adriana Corbett's got it way out away from the everybody, and boy, almost a five-second call, but she finally got rid of it. Got it to Washam, Washam to Davis, back to Washam in the corner. Now back out to Washam on top. Bryn trying to fight around the defense of Jocelyn Tucker. Gets it over to Tay Davis on the left side. On the wing, dumps it down inside to Adriana Corbett. Powers up the shot. No good. Rebound back to Corbett, and she'll kick it back out. The Mammoth Spring Lady Bears will reset. 30 seconds to play in the first quarter. Give over to Davis for three, and it's good. Tay Davis, her first bucket of the night, makes it a 11-point lead for the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears with 16 seconds to go in the quarter. Here's Peterson for a quick three for Thayer. Oh, no, that's exactly the shot they wanted. Rebound is controlled by Mammoth Spring down the floor. Washam got it in the lane, shot up, and over the front of the rim. Mammoth Spring Lady Bears, here's a half-court shot for Thayer. No good. That's the end of one quarter of play. Our score, 22-9. Mammoth Spring Lady Bears with the lead in the Thayer Winter Classic Championship. We'll take a timeout. Back with your second quarter in just 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
Palace Drugstore, located on Main Street in Mammoth Spring and Highway 62 in Salem. They offer all the latest and up-to-date pharmacy services, including drive-thru at both locations and free delivery. Go mobile with your health as well by downloading the RX Local mobile app and sign up for text alerts to know when your medication is ready. Thank you for making Palace Drug your local pharmacy.
Are you tired of feeling like a number at your bank? At FNBC, we pride ourselves on providing personalized service to each and every customer. We believe in building strong relationships, and we take the time to get to know you and your unique financial goals so we can provide the best service possible. We invite you to stop into any of our convenient locations across North Central and Northeast Arkansas and Southern Missouri to meet our team of dedicated community bankers.
You and FNBC, better together. Member FDIC, go Bears and Lady Bears.
Well, the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears trying to win the Thayer Winter Classic for the second straight year. And they lead it at the end of one quarter over the Thayer Lady Bobcats, 22-9. Thayer was down 8-0, or Mammoth Spring led 8-0 before Thayer got on the board, cut it back to, at one point, 11-9, I think it was. And Mammoth has gone on a run. They've scored 11 straight points. They lead it 22-9. Almost another steal from Tucker, and now Bears do steal it. Bryn Washam, her outlet pass deflected but picked up by Davis. Tay Davis down the line, little European step. Couldn't get the shot to fall, but she's fouled on the drive. She'll go to the line and shoot two. Tay Davis fouls on number 14, Shaylee Peterson. That'll be the first of the night on Peterson. And team foul number one on the Thayer Lady Bobcats here in the second quarter. Just underway in the second period. The first free throw for Tay Davis is good. Tay's got four. She scored the last four for the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears. Now substitution Thayer. It'll be Allie Kersey back in the ballgame. Number four. Second free throw for Tay Davis. Good. She's got five. Scored the last 5 points for Mammoth Spring. Thayer Lady Bobcats bringing the ball across the timeline against the full court man-to-man pressure, and a foul as they bring it across the midcourt on Lainey Young. Lainey picks up her first and the first team foul on Mammoth Spring here in the second quarter. Thayer needing a bucket. They haven't scored in a while. It'll be Peterson to trigger it in right in front of the Mammoth Spring bench. She'll bring it in near midcourt to Abby Bowers on the right side of the floor. Abby looking for a screen. Now a little crossover dribble to shake the defense. Gets into the lane. Dumped it over to Meyer. Going to be called for a travel. Tay Davis had fallen down and actually tripped her. And they call the travel on Hadley Meyer, and that's the correct call. Davis will bring it the other way for Mammoth Spring with a chance to really take control. They lead about 15-24 tonight. Davis out front. We're going to get a little legal screen. Going to be on Molly Corbett. She knew it immediately. Molly Corbett called for the illegal screen at the top of the key as Bryn Washam drove around the top. And Thayer gets the ball back on the second team foul on Mammoth Spring here in the second quarter. Abby Bowers brings it across the timeline, gets to the top, feeds to Hillis. Hillis threw it away. Hillis looking to get the ball over to Kersey and threw it away. And substitution, Hillis will check out of the game. And Jocelyn Tucker back in. Or is that, no, that's Shaylee Tucker, number three, I'm sorry. Shaylee Tucker is in. Now we're going to get a whistle and a travel on Adriana Corbett. Adriana made a ball fake at the free throw line and tried to duck under the defense, forgot to dribble. Thayer will inbound again against full court pressure. Out into Tucker. Tucker crosses the timeline on the dribble. Backs it out. Now takes it down to the wing, all the way to the baseline, trying to curl. Shoots the ball into the middle. Off the hands of Peterson. Saved from out of bounds by Meyer, but goes right to Tay Davis. Davis up to Washam. Sets the feet for three. Now goes around the defense. Dumps it off to Molly Corbett. She'll take it to the right corner. Lady Bears work it from there. Tay Davis to the free throw circle to Corbett. Now to Laney Young. Young down to Washam around the defense. Shot is up, no good. Ball gets on the floor. Tipped out to Tay Davis for a three. It's no good. But she's fouled or go to the line, and that's number three on Abby Bowers. Abby Bowers for three. Commits a no-no, and that is never trying to block the shot of a three-point shooter. That'll be three free throws for Tay Davis. And the first one is up and good. Mentioned earlier, it's almost automatic points when Brent Washam goes to the line. It's the same way for Tay Davis. Put Tay Davis at the free throw line, and you are giving up points. She's shooting three here. Second one is good. I won't mark down the eighth one yet, but I'm going to have my pencil ready. 6:21 to go in the first half. All Mammoth Spring Lady Bears. And the third one is good for Davis. And Mammoth Spring still the full court pressure. Thayer, without Abby Bowers on the floor, really going to have to make some adjustments. Riley Pierce has checked in for the Lady Bobcats. Abby Bowers out with three fouls. And Thayer barely got the ball across in 10 seconds. They get in the half-court offense. Got the ball down inside to Meyer. But a whistle's going to be fouled. This is going to be on Laney Young. Will be her second of the night. And Thayer will inbound the ball down under the bucket with 6:04 to go in the first half. Lady Bobcats have not scored yet in the second quarter. They inbound it to Shaylee Tucker. Tucker gives it out to Meyer. Meyer on top. Got it right back. Turnaround jumpers up and no good. Couldn't get the roll. And a rebound to Mammoth Spring. Washam. Her pass is deflected into the backcourt and we got a backcourt violation. Yeah, against Thayer. That's absolutely the case. Riley Pierce and the Thayer Lady Bobcats go backcourt with it. Just got a little bit out of control there. It really was kind of excuse me. 5:47 to go, first half. Mammoth Spring with the lead, 27-9, and the basketball. Laney Young out top. Got it down to Tate Davis. Now to Molly Corbett on the baseline. Back out to Young for three more. Yes, ma'am. Laney Young with her second three-pointer of the night. She's got eight. And another steal almost by Mammoth Spring. Riley Pierce got it in the backcourt. Trying to throw it up the sideline. It was deflected out of bounds. Thayer will get a fresh 10. And we've played 2 minutes, over 2.5 minutes in the second quarter. Thayer has not scored yet. Shaylee Peterson with the ball in the backcourt, trying to work it up against Adriana Corbett. Brings it across the timeline. Feeds top of the key for Shaylee Tucker. Tucker trying to go right side to Pierce. Ball deflected by the Mammoth Spring Bear defense and goes out of bounds. Coach Denny Young getting a substitution in the game. Shaylee Tucker comes off the floor. Caden Hillis will check in. Thayer, again, playing with that, without Abby Bowers, who has three fouls already. Hillis has the ball poked away in the backcourt. Gets it back, feeds down the corner to Curley. Curley over to Pierce. Pierce in the corner to Peterson. Peterson, a couple of dribbles, tried to throw it out front. Ball stolen by Tay Davis. She'll drive for the layup. Tay Davis double figured with 10, all of them here in the second quarter. Thayer breaks the pressure, got the ball down in the corner. Three-point shots up off the rim, no good. And the rebound off the hands of the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears. Oh, it's off the Thayer Lady Bobcats. It'll be Lady Bear basketball. And Abby Bowers going to check back in the game. And Coach Young really doesn't have any option. Abby has got to be on the floor if the Thayer Lady Bobcats are going to make any kind of a run at all. She's back in. Pierce comes out. 4.5 minutes to go in the first half. 32-9, Mammoth Spring. They've outscored Thayer 10-0 in the first half of the second quarter. They continue to work the ball around the perimeter of the Lady Bobcat zone. Got it out to Davis, goes to the free throw line, dumped it off inside to Molly Corbett. She scores the layup. That's your All-State point guard being an All-State point guard right there. Thayer working it the other way, trying to get the ball down low to Hadley Meyer. She's going to get fouled. And that'll be on Tay Davis. Tay Davis picks up her first foul. Girls are going at it in the paint. Thayer will inbound the ball. By the way, that's team foul number 4 on Mammoth Spring here in the second quarter. This Bear defense has been unreal tonight. They've held the high-scoring Thayer Lady Bobcats to just 9 points in the first half. Thayer's got it now. Hadley Meyer off the inbound, pulls up with a jumper, no good. And a rebound controlled by Tay Davis. Tay running the floor, weaves her way through Lady Bobcats, kicks it down the corner to Molly Corbett. Outside now to Jaylee Tyson, who has checked in place of Lainey Young. Tyson will give it up, swing it out top for Bryn Washup. Defense jumps on her there. Over to Tyson on the left side, back to Davis on the right, pulls up, 17-foot jumper, rattles in and out, no good. And Abby Bowers down with a rebound for Thayer. Abby working up the floor. Lead pass down to Hillis. Behind the defense. Misses the layup. Meyer follows it up and in. Hadley Meyer with her first 2 points of the game. Makes it 34-11. First points of the second quarter for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. We're down to 3:18 to go. Tyson with it from Mammoth Spring. Gives in the corner to Molly Corbett. Skip pass. Goes to Bryn Washam on the right side. Back out to Corbett. Now Davis. To Molly Corbett cutting through the lane. Couldn't get a shot. Good defensive stand this time for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Down to 3 minutes to go. Here's Washam with a long three. That's up off the rim, no good. And Adriana Corbett pulls down the rebound and has it taken away by Hadley Meyer. Meyer gives it up to Hillis, now Bowers. They are getting in the half-court offense. Hillis trying to go inside to Peterson. Peterson gathers it in, kicks it out, and now back over to Curley. Curley goes to the lane. Oh, couldn't score. Curley couldn't get to go down, but she's fouled on the drive. She'll go to the line, shoot two. Foul will be on Tay Davis, her second in the first half. Curley at the free throw line. Sophomore shooting her first. It is up high. Arcing shot is good. And substitution for Thayer. Abby Bowers will come out on the defensive end, and Jocelyn Tucker will go back in for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Second free throw is up, and it's good. So two for Allie. The Thayer Lady Bobcats get a little closer, 34-13. Mammoth Spring with it on the other end. Tay Davis out top, swings it left side to Adriana Corbett. Corbett, couple of dribbles, gives it to Washam. Now out front to Molly Corbett, and over to Tyson. Tyson to Washam. Good ball movement by the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears. No dribbles, just pass, pass, pass. Here's a give. Inside for Washam, one dribble around the defense, misses the short jumper. We don't get a held ball. Thayer comes out of the scrum with a basketball. Lady Bobcats on the run, Hillis up the left sideline. Pulls it up, we'll bring it out to the top of the key. Thayer to set the offense from there. Hillis out to Peterson at the three-point line on the wing. Peterson holds it, directing traffic. Gives it now to Tucker. Tucker, oh, that's Hillis driving the baseline. No, they say she is going to get fouled on the drive. It'll go to the line and shoot two free throws. Fouls on number 14. That is Jaylee Tyson. Her first foul of the game. Team foul number 5. And the Thayer Lady Bobcats shooting two free throws from here on out. And it'll be Caden Hillis at the line for Thayer. Hillis, first one is up. Rolls off the rim. No good. Another one for the Lady Bobcats. Sophomore is coming. Fair needs points. They're down by 21. Second free throw for Hillis is good. So Caden gets the third point of the first half for her. Thayer back within 20 here, 34 to 14. Mammoth Spring taking their time, bringing up the floor. Got over to Adriana Corbett. Holds it wide open out around the three-point line. Swings it over to Washam. And now Tyson in the corner. Tyson back out on top. Gives it over to Tay Davis. Looking for somebody open down low. Couldn't find him. Now feeds it out top for Corbett. Adriana draws the defense to her. Gives it over to Washam on the right side wing. Mammoth Spring being very patient here. And just looking for that good shot in the lane. Pass toward the middle, deflected, picked up by Davis. Her pass into the lane, going to be deflected out of bounds by Hadley Meyer for Thayer. Lady Bobcats trying to get a stop here. Minute 11 to go in the first half. Mammoth Spring leads it 34 to 14. Lady Bears to trigger it in way out top. Got to Corbett. Over to the other Corbett. Now to Davis in the corner. She nails the three. Tay Davis. 13 points in the second quarter. Mammoth Spring leads it 37 to 14. Thayer on the offensive end, passed by Peterson, deflected out of bounds for Adriana Corbett. And Thayer will get Abby Bowers back of the game on the offensive end here. Allie Curley comes out of the game. And Thayer did bound it down on the sideline right in front of the Mammoth Spring bench with 54 seconds to go in the first half. Inbound it to Peterson, to Tucker, now Hillis on the left. Out to Tucker. Tucker moves off the screen, dumping it down inside to Peterson, trying to power it up. Spin move, no good. Her own rebound, couldn't score again. Meyer with a rebound, count it, and a foul. Hadley Meyer has scored four here in the first half. That one coming off the offensive rebound. And she was fouled by, was it Adriana Corbett? Yes, it was, number 24. Foul on Adriana, her second of the game. And she will check out. Number 12 checking in, Bethany Robbins. Thayer also will get Curley back in the game to play defense. Abby Bowers, no three fouls, will go to the Lady Bobcats sideline. Hadley Meyer trying to finish the three-point play. Free throw is up, rattles in and out, no good. And rebound taken by Washam for Mammoth Spring. Lady Bears may hold for the final shot of the half here, leading by 21. They've got it to the right side. Molly Corbett, she'll bring it out to the top, feeds it down in the corner, pass is deflected. Lady Bobcats come out with a loose ball. Hillis gets tied up by Molly Corbett, and the possession will belong to the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears. So Hillis kind of developed a habit of that, making a catch and then holding the ball at her waist, and gets tied up a lot. Got to move that ball to a side away from the defender. Here's Davis with a penetration move for Mammoth Spring in the lane. Couldn't get a shot. Feeds it over to Tyson. Tyson on the left wing. Open for three. She'll fire it up. Off the rim. No good. Rebound and a foul going to be called here on Tay Davis. And that's going to be number three on Tay. She tried to reach over the top and tip the ball to a teammate and call for over the back. So foul number three on the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears motor, Tay Davis. And we'll walk down the other end. Thayer will shoot free throws here with 4 seconds to go in the first half. That could turn out to be a big foul in this game. First free throw for Peterson is no good. Fair Lady Bobcats are led in scoring in the first half by Shaylee Peterson and Hadley Meyer. They've got four each. Lady Bobcats have not shot the ball well tonight, have rushed a lot of their shots. And give the Mammoth Spring Lady Bear defense all the credit for that. They are just everywhere. Now the free throw is up, no good. Rebound taken by Meyer. Hadley back up, leaves it short. Mammoth Spring with a rebound, and there's the buzzer to end our first half. Our score, 37 to 16. The Mammoth Spring Lady Bears all over the Thayer Lady Bobcats here in the championship game of the 50th annual Thayer Winter Classic. We'll take a timeout. We'll be back with your halftime report powered by Community First Banking Company in West Plains, Mountain Grove, and Thayer in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
Selling the American dream one home at a time. Monarch Realty.
Experience matters when buying or selling your home, and how you're treated matters too. Here at Monarch Realty, we have the knowledge and a national network of buyers for your home. We also treat you like royalty. Give us a call today.
The Ozarks Healthcare team cares about your athlete's health. That's why there's a doctor on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to care for the unpredictable injuries. Ozarks Healthcare has a team of 8 orthopedic, spine, and podiatry providers to care for your athletes. The OZH team sends best wishes to all athletes for safe play and exceptional sportsmanship. For more information about OZH Podiatry as well as OZH Orthopedic and Spine, visit www.ozarkshealthcare.com.
It's the mission of the Mammoth Springs School District to educate and challenge all students and prepare them for an ever-changing world. The Mammoth Springs School District takes great pride in focusing on community participation and efforts. The school and athletic department want to invite all of its Great Bear fans to come out and support the teams throughout the season. Make Mammoth Springs School your school of choice. Go Bears!
Did you know there's tax advantages to having a health savings account with Community First? When paired with a high deductible health plan, it can be a powerful tax saving financial tool that empowers you to be more actively involved in your healthcare decisions. Talk with a Community First banker and your tax advisor and see what a health savings account can do for you.
Living up to our name, Community First Banking Company.
Member FDIC.
And we're back here at halftime, and the students having some fun here at the halftime half-court shot benefit for the Thayer cheerleaders. Nobody's made one yet. Tell you who has made some shots here tonight. That's the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears. They opened this game absolutely on fire. Lady Bears lead it over the Thayer Lady Bobcats 37-16. But the big story is the first quarter. They outscored the Thayer Lady Bobcats 22-9. They got out to an 8-0 lead before Thayer ever got on the board. Thayer actually cut it to 11-8 at one point, and then 11-9 at one point. And Mammoth Spring went on an 11-0 run to wrap up the second quarter to lead 22-9 at the end of the first quarter. And they lead it. They outscored Thayer 15-7 in the second quarter. And the Lady Bobcats didn't score a point in the first 4 minutes of the second quarter. And folks, yes, the Mammoth Spring Lady Bear defense is that good. And folks that follow the Lady Bears, they know that. And the difference in this game and the last time they played, of course, these two met, as mentioned in the pregame, they met in the championship game of the Battle of the Border Tournament at Mammoth Spring. The Lady Bobcats were able to dictate the tempo, and they held Mammoth Spring to 43 points. Of course, Mammoth Spring won the game 43-40. But here tonight, Mammoth Spring has dictated the tempo, and they've scored 37 in the first half. Again, we're at halftime. You're listening to the Ozarks Healthcare, listening to the Community First Banking Company halftime report. Mammoth Spring Lady Bears halfway to the Thayer Winter Classic Championship for the second straight year. Let's take another timeout. We'll come back, look at all your scoring in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
The most intimidating thing I faced in my adult life was being a first-time homebuyer. I had questions, fears, anxieties, until I found Century 21 Combs & Associates, and then everything fell into place. From finding the perfect property to negotiating contracts, finding a lender, and closing, the entire process went seamlessly. The team at Century 21 Combs & Associates have done nothing short of change my life. I'm a homeowner because of their hard work and dedication. Call them today, 417-264-7000.
FNBC wants to be your business banking partner, and we are ready to help your business thrive. From commercial loans to help you launch or expand your business, to personalized financial advice, we can help. At FNBC, we value relationships and creating customized financial solutions that allow you to run your business more efficiently. Stop in and see us at any of our convenient locations across North Central and Northeast Arkansas and Southern Missouri, or visit us online at fnbc.us for more information.
You and FNBC better together, member FDIC, and go Bobcats.
The Ozarks Healthcare team cares about your athlete's health. That's why there's a doctor on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to care for the unpredictable injuries. Ozarks Healthcare has a team of 8 orthopedic, spine, and podiatry providers to care for your athletes. The OZH team sends best wishes to all athletes for safe play and exceptional sportsmanship. For more information about OZH Podiatry as well as OZH Orthopedic and Spine, visit www.ozarkshealthcare.com.
It's the Hometown Pizza Buffet Special in Thayer. Come to Pete's Inn of Thayer Friday through Sunday, the rest of January, and purchase 2 or more buffets on the same order and get a card for a free buffet. Valid Monday through Thursday the following week. Free buffet cards expire February 9th. Open 7 days a week, Sunday through Thursday, 10:30 to 8, and Friday and Saturday, 10:30 to 9. All day buffet every day. Dine in, carry out, or delivery. Call for daily specials. 417-264-3800 or PeteSinn.com to place an order for the Pizza Inn of Thayer.
Well, back here at the Thayer High School, the half-court shot is still going on. Oh, young lady almost made one. We have had a couple of them made. Rowan Spencer hit one from a half-court. Yeah, Rowan Spencer of the Thayer Bobcat basketball team. Here's the young lady just hit one from the top of the key. Josie Otter. Well, I figured she'd make it. Anyway, we've had some that have been made, so everybody's having a good time here at the Thayer Winter Classic Championship Night. And by the way, if you're just joining us, it's been all Mammoth Spring Lady Bears here in the championship game. Mammoth Spring leads it 37-16. All right, let's take a look at our scoring in the first half. First up for the Thayer Lady Bobcats, they only scored 16 points in the first half, 9 in the first quarter, and 7 in the second. Individual scoring, Hadley Meyer has 4, Abby Bowers with 3, Shaylee Peterson with 4, Caden Hillis with 3, and Allie Curley, coming off the bench, has scored 2. For the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears, they're led by Tay Davis, who had a huge second quarter. Tay scoring 13 and has hit 2 three-pointers tonight. 8 points for Bryn Washam, 8 for Lainey Young, 7 for Molly Corbett, and just 1 for Adriana Corbett so far tonight. Again, Mammoth Spring Lady Bears up 37-16 at the championship game of the Thayer Winter Classic. By the way, earlier tonight, the Ava Lady Bears took the consolation trophy home, and the Mountain View Birch Street Liberty Lady Eagles made quick work of the Houston Lady Tigers. 50-36 was the final in that one. Congratulations to the Liberty Lady Eagles taking home the third place trophy. All right, we're going to take another timeout. You're listening to the Community First Banking Company Halftime Report. Back with your second half in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
American dream, one home at a time. Monarch Realty, Monarch Realty.
We all want to be on a winning team. When you are thinking of selling, call Solomon Cornelius and his team of experienced agents at Monarch Realty. They know how to help you get ready for the market and gain top dollar for your property.
Selling the American dream, one home at a time. Monarch Realty, Monarch Realty.
Hi, this is Taylor Grubaugh with Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick GMC in West Plains. Have you seen the all-new Buicks lately? Like the Encore GX, Envision, Enclave, or the all-new Buick Envista? Take a look. We are South Central Missouri's only Buick dealer, and we have a huge inventory to choose from. Come by and see us in West Plains for the best price on an all-new Buick.
Together, let's drive.
And get great buys from nice guys.
Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet in West Plains.
4 excellent reasons to choose Knox Orthopedics. Doctors Knox, Rawls, McConnell, and Franklin. They're trained and highly experienced in handling a full range of traumatic or chronic bone and joint conditions. Using on-site X-ray, MRI, and physical therapy, each physician oversees your individual treatment plan. Rediscover the joy of life, pain-free, and productive. Appointments available in Mountain Home, West Plains, Salem, and Harrison. Visit KnoxOrthopedics.com for more information.
Opening up an individual retirement account is an excellent way to start growing your retirement nest egg. Plus, IRAs may have significant advantages for you. Learn more about IRA accounts from a personal banker at Community First. They'll work with you on how to start your IRA so you're one day closer to retirement financial security.
Living up to our name, Community First Banking Company.
Community First, member FDIC.
And we're back at the Thayer High School, just underway in the second half. Thayer Lady Bobcats, Mammoth Spring Lady Bears. Thayer will open the second half with the ball. They get the ball to Abby Bowers cutting down the lane. She scores on the layup. Thayer changing up things up offensively as they spread the floor, made the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears chase, and they get an easy bucket out of it. And if the Thayer Lady Bobcats are going to even get back in this game, they've got to have a big third quarter. Here's a lob pass inside from Mammoth Spring to Tay Davis. She couldn't hit the shot. Thayer got the ball back. Abby Bowers swings it up to Jocelyn Tucker. Tucker to Peterson, cutting into the lane, spins left, all the way to the basket. No good, but she's fouled. She'll go to the free throw line and shoot two. Foul's going to be on Molly Corbett, I believe. Yes, it is. Molly Corbett called for her second. That'll be the first team foul against Mammoth Spring here in the second half. Just underway in the third quarter, Thayer down by 19. If they're going to get back in this game, they're going to have to make a big run right now. And Peterson hits the first free throw. Shaley now with 5 points in the ball game, the sophomore for Thayer. She will shoot another. Bounces it once, twice, puts it up. It is good. So Peterson now with 6. Thayer on a 4-0 run. They get back to within 17, 37-20. Just underway in the third quarter. Mammoth Spring working it down low to Molly Corbett. She takes one dribble, gives out to Tay Davis. Tay swings it over to Laney Young in the corner now to Washam. Fakes the three. Back to Young and to Corbett at the high post. Off to Tay Davis to Molly Corbett down in the right corner. She'll kick it back out to Davis. Mammoth Spring taking their time here, being very patient. Oh, dangerous pass by Tay Davis. Caught by Young. Back to Davis on the right side. Now back to Molly Corbett in the right corner. To Davis. To Washam. To Young in the corner. Thought about the three. Didn't take it. Now they find Corbett all alone under the bucket. She scores. Molly Corbett with 9 points now for the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears. And Thayer lost track of her in the middle of the lane. Thayer running the pick play out front, trying to get the ball down the court. And it's off the hands of Jocelyn Tucker and goes out of bounds. So Thayer trying to set a high screen and just cut down the lane. No, it's off of the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears, so Thayer will get it back. Jocelyn Tucker triggered in for the Lady Bobcats. Looking in the middle, got it to Peterson in the low blocks. Peterson has it poked away by Young. We get a held ball called. Wondering how long the officials were going to let that go. Good way to get somebody hurt. Laney Young, I think, got elbowed in that melee. She gets up, says, yeah, I'm okay. Looks like she got elbowed right in the elbow. Hit on her funny bone. And full court pressure here by Thayer. Lady Bears break it. Got it down to Washam. Washam trying to leave it for the trailer. And the ball stolen by Jocelyn Tucker. Out to Abby Bowers. Abby pushing it up the floor. Down the left side of the lane. Bounces it to Hadley Meyer for an easy two. Thayer Lady Bobcats back to within 17. Almost a steal here by Thayer in the backcourt. Lady Bears handle it. Long pass up the floor to Tay Davis. Across the timeline. She gets her way into the lane. Kicks it back out to Laney Young for three. Bingo! Laney Young with her third three-pointer of the night. She's got 11 points. Mammoth Spring back up 20. Thayer with it in the corner. Meyer for three. That's off the front rim. No good. And a rebound taken by Laney Young for the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears. Thayer had a shot there. Couldn't get it. Here's Molly Corbett with a drive for Mammoth Spring. Going to the bucket hard and is going to get fouled and go to the line and shoot two. Molly Corbett, just a sophomore. She gets fouled by Shaylee Peterson. That'll be foul number two on Peterson. And going to the free throw line will be Molly Corbett. She will shoot two, trying to get the double figures tonight. And the free throw is up and good. I think, and I've watched these Lady Bears all season long, I think if you're going to give a most improved player on the Mammoth Spring Lady Bear team, it would be Molly Corbett. Substitution for Thayer, Riley Pierce checks into the game. Caden Hillis is out. Second free throw, no good. Rebound by Peterson for Thayer. Lady Bobcats down by 21, needing a bucket here. Abby Bowers crosses the timeline. Swings it on the right side to Jocelyn Tucker. Tucker looking at Peterson cutting down the lane. Then tries to dribble, and the ball is almost stolen by Laney Young, and it goes out of bounds. It'll be Thayer ball with a 5:13 to go. In our third quarter, Thayer needing a bucket. Long lob pass inside for Abby Bowers, who scores. Bowers now with 7 to lead the Lady Bobcats. She has scored 4 in the quarter. Mammoth Spring in a half-court set. Got the ball down to Molly Corbett in the right corner. Takes the dribble. Brings it back outside to Davis. Davis to the free throw line to Washam. Left side, Laney Young. Three more. No. That one's off the rim. Riley Pierce with a rebound for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Well, Thayer down 19, looking to make it a 17-point game again with a bucket. 16, if somebody could hit one from downtown. Bowers. Top of the key, swings the ball to Pierce. Pierce now to Bowers, in the lane, dumps it out to Peterson. On the right side around the three-point line, Peterson spins toward the lane, tries to pass it away, has it deflected, gets it back, and shoots a layup. Shaylee Peterson now with eight. Fair, a little bit of backcourt pressure. Lady Bobcats back to within 17, 43-26. Mammoth Spring with the ball, break the press, got it down to Young in the corner to Davis. Outside to Molly Corbett, now Bryn Washam. Brent back out to Davis on top. She'll back it out, restart the offense. Coming to Young, Young with it now. Trying to go cross court, does, to Washam for three in the corner. Off the front of the rim, no good. Molly Corbett with a long rebound. Kicks it back out to Washam. Now Davis and Young, top of the key. They'll bounce it down inside to Washam. Throws up a shot. It's good, and she's fouled. She'll go to the line. Bryn Washam now in double figures with 10. Foul on the Thayer Lady Bobcats is on Hadley Meyer, I believe. Yes, and will be the first on Hadley tonight. And Bryn Washam shooting for the three-point play, trying to become, and she does. It's the free throw. She's got 11. Three Lady Bears with 11 points or more, and another one with 10. So four Lady Bears in double figures. Thayer working the offense. Got the ball inside to Peterson, and she traveled. Yep. Peterson caught it in the low block. Couldn't decide which move she wanted to make. Tried to make two and picked up the pivot foot. Got to be thinking ahead. If I get the ball here, am I going to spin right or spin left? She waited until she caught it. Tried to make that call. Mammoth Spring will break the Thayer Lady Bobcat press. Got the ball up to Adriana Corbett. Now to Bryn Washam. Takes it down to the baseline. Kicks it cross court. Out to Davis on top. Davis back to Molly Corbett. In the corner, Davis. She'll try a three, and it's good. Kay Davis now with 16 to lead all scorers in the game, and Mammoth Spring back up by 23. Thayer cut to 17. Mammoth Spring on a 6-0 run. Lady Bobcats with the ball. Shaylee Tucker works it into Bowers. Couldn't find a shot. Now bounces it over to Meyer, who scores the layup. Great execution on the offense, and another assist to Abby Bowers. Hadley Meyer all of a sudden with 7 points. She scored four in the quarter. Actually give her eight. And Mammoth Spring back on the offensive end. Adriana Cormack in the free throw circle. Bounces it down inside to Washam. She goes up and scores. Bryn Washam now with 13. And here come the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Down again by 23. 51-28. Riley Joe Pierce out between the circles. Goes off a screen. Gives the ball to Abby Bowers. Bowers tries to put it on the floor. And she's fouled. They're going to call that on Molly Corbett, number five. That'll be number three on Molly. So Tay Davis and Molly Corbett each with three fouls for Mammoth Spring. Abby Bowers with three for Thayer. Abby will inbound the ball on the far sideline right in front of the Boo crew, who has not been a factor tonight. Haven't had a lot to cheer about over there, the Thayer student section. They've been really quiet. Abby Bowers with the ball for Thayer, penetrates in the lane, kicks it out to Peterson. Peterson takes it toward the bucket, kicks it out to Bowers for three. That's no good. The rebound controlled by Mammoth Spring. They're on the run. Down to Adriana Corbett, challenges the defense, draws the foul. She'll go to the line and shoot two. Hadley Meyer going to be called for the foul back there trying to defend the layup. And going to the free throw line will be Adriana Corbett. Adriana been quiet tonight offensively. She has only scored 1 point in the game. And the free throw is up and good. Oh, she's 2 for 3 from the free throw line. Thayer making a substitution here. Hadley Meyer will check out. And Allie Curley will check in for the Lady Bobcats. Minute 58 to play in the third. Mammoth Spring by 24-25. Biggest lead for the Lady Bears tonight as Adriana Corbett hits both free throws. Thayer with the ball. Tucker to Hillis. Hillis out around the three-point line. Puts it on the floor. Takes it to the top. Looking to penetrate. Couldn't find an opening. Kicks it back out to Joslyn Tucker now. Joslyn over to Hillis. A little give and go. Joslyn couldn't find the shot. Kicks it outside in the corner to Curley. Curley back to Tucker. She goes toward the lane, spins to her right, puts it up with one hand, no good. Rebound, Mammoth Spring. They kick it out quickly, trying to go down to Molly Corbett. And the ball saved from out of bounds right to Laney Young. Off to Jaylee Tyson for three. That's no good. The rebound taken by Thayer. Long pass up the floor to Tucker. Misses the layup. And Adriana Corbett there for the rebound. Mammoth Spring on a three-on-one. Dumping over to Washam. She won't miss. Bryn Washam now with 15. And it's out to a 27-point lead again for Mammoth Spring with a minute to go in the third quarter. Thayer's tried to make a run here. Got it back to 17. But Mammoth Spring on a 10-0 run. And here we get a whistle and a foul. Mammoth Spring got the ball to Jaylee Tyson. She lost it. And then we got a foul against Thayer. Going after the loose ball. Foul was on Caden Hillis. That'll be her second of the game. And it'll be Mammoth Spring Lady Bears to bring it the other way. Fourth team foul on Thayer here in the third quarter. Lady Bobcats haven't broken double-digit scoring in any of the quarters, including this third quarter. And Mammoth trying to bounce it down inside. Ball stolen by Hillis, and then Hillis is going to get fouled going the other way. That'll be on Jaylee Tyson, number 14 for Mammoth Spring. Her second foul. Thayer will inbound. That's just the third team foul on the Lady Bears here in the third quarter. Bowers inbounds to Peterson. Gives it back to Bowers. Now Peterson on the left side to Bowers. Cutting to the bucket. Couldn't hit the shot, but we got a hell ball on the block. There, Lady Bobcat fans couldn't believe that one. Adriana Corbett got her hand on top of the ball as Bowers was going up for the layup, and they called a hell ball. Possession will belong to the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Curley will inbound it. Down along the baseline, brings it out front for Hillis. Back to Curley in the corner. To Hillis on the wing. Hillis thought about taking the three, doesn't take it. Now we're going to get a whistle and a foul in the lane. Adriana Corbett is going to be called for a foul. She was in there wrestling with Hadley Meyer for position under the bucket. And the foul called on Adriana Corbett will be her third of the night. And she'll check out of the ball game. In is number 12. That is Bethany Robbins. So Robbins into the game for Mammoth Spring. Lady Bobcats inbound the ball under the bucket. Got it to Hillis at the wing. Ooh, might have double dribbled, no call. Then tried to throw it into the lane for Hadley Meyer. And Hadley had to go off her right hand and out of bounds. A little bit too much heat on that one. Meyer couldn't corral it. And Mammoth Spring will get the ball back. 55-28, Mammoth Spring with the lead, 20 seconds to go in the third quarter. Tyson brings it up to Robbins on the right side wing, kicks it cross court, pass almost stolen, picked up by Molly Corbett. Now back over to Tyson. Tyson swings it over to Bryn Washam. Washam, one dribble, back to Tyson. Her pass is deflected, picked up at the buzzer, shot no good by Robbins, and that's the end of three quarters of play. Our score, 55-28, Mammoth Spring Lady Bears with the lead here over the Thayer Lady Bobcats. We'll take a timeout. We'll be back with your fourth quarter in just 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
Exercise is a proven way to clear your mind and find your inner peace. And the Fieldhouse Training Center would be excited to help you find yourself. Get your membership, get in the gym, and start working on making a better you. They offer monthly, quarterly, and annual memberships, all with 24/7 access. The Fieldhouse Training Center also offers delicious coffees, teas, protein shakes, and a whole lot more. So stop in and see them. They're at 302 Nettleton Avenue in Thayer, the Fieldhouse Training Center.
Farming is a way of life, and State Farm agent Scott Cecil gets that. State Farm's farm policies are designed to deliver broad and flexible coverage customized to how you run your operation. So protect what you've worked so hard to build with Scott Cecil. He's proud to tailor coverage to meet the vast needs of your farm. Contact State Farm agent Scott Cecil at 151 East Walnut in Thayer or 301 LaRue in Donovan for a quote or to get more information. Get to a better state. Get State Farm.
And we're back here. The 50th annual Thayer Winter Classic is about to come to a close for this year. Championship game, the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears lead it by 27 over the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Mammoth Spring will open the fourth quarter with the basketball. and the starters on the floor. Lady Bobcats back on the defense. There's a backdoor cut to Tay Davis to Bryn Washam for the lay-in. What a pass by Tay Davis. Caught it in the air and left it off for Washam. And Washam now with 17. She leads all scorers on the night. Fair running the offense. Got the ball down to Bowers. Throws it up with the left hand. It's good. A little circus shot for Abby Bowers. She's got 9 to lead Thayer. And again, Lady Bobcats, full court pressure. Lady Bears break it without ever dribbling the ball, and now they throw it away. Laney Young caught it, tried to go back to Washam, and that is textbook how to break a press. They broke the press, never dribbled the basketball, and almost got a wide open layup. And now Laney Young, ooh, almost stole a pass for the Lady Bears. And Thayer will inbound it again on the sideline. Abby Bowers, Allie Curley, Peterson, Meyer, and Riley Jo Pierce in the game for Thayer as we play here in the fourth quarter. Abby Bowers with it out top. Takes it around to the top of the key, swings it down the corner to Curley. Curley back out to Pierce. Riley looking to make a move. Puts the ball on the floor. Picks it up after two dribbles. Going to Meyer at the elbow. Elbow shot up and no good. Rebound taken by Thayer. Riley Pierce got it. To Abby Bowers, floats into the lane, shoots, no good, but she's fouled on the play. I believe they'll get Adriana Corbett for this one, trying to go up and block the shot. And no, they called it on Molly Corbett, number 5. Well, Molly picks up her 4th foul, go along with her 10 points in the game. First free throw for Abby Bowers is up and good. Abby in double figures with 10, 6 of them here in the second half. And Molly Corbett goes to the Lady Bears sideline as Jaylee Tyson will check in. Second free throw for Bowers is up. Off the back iron, no good. Rebound volleyed around. And Meyer got it, couldn't follow. Now Peterson with a follow. But she's going to be called for a foul. Yep. Foul on number 14, Jaylee Peterson on the push-off. Trying to get the offensive rebound. And Thayer again going to put on the full court pressure, but not until we take a timeout. 57-31. Mammoth Spring with the lead. 6:49 to go in the game. We'll be back in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
Have you ever made a New Year's resolution? Well, be resolved in 2024 to replace those floors you've been wanting to replace for years. Let the experts at Thayer Decorating guide you. Visit with HC, Charity, or Edna. If you want laminate, carpeting, vinyl planks, or wood flooring, they have it all. Maybe you've been wanting new shower tile installed in ceramic or mosaic. Thayer Decorating does that too. And don't worry about who's going to install it, as they have professional installers to make it look great. They're ready to talk floors, walls, or more. And yes, they mix and match paint with the best. PPG Paints, Thayer Decorating downtown.
And back after timeout, Coach Scott Small of the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears called that one. And kind of settling his team down here. Thayer applying full court pressure. Lady Bobcats doing everything they can to try and fight their way back into this game. But time is running out on them. 6:49 to play. And the Lady Bobcats are down by 26. Mammoth Spring breaks the press with Tay Davis. Races up the floor, feeds it down the corner to Adriana Corbett. Corbett off to Tay Davis, driving the baseline. Gets double teamed and stopped. They'll swing it around to Tyson for 3. That one's off the rim. And rebound taken by Curley. Curley races up the floor for Thayer. Trying to spin away from the defense. It's stolen by Bryn Washam. Bryn gets the screen and will score the easy layup. 19 on the night for Bryn Washam. And here come the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Now down by 28. Bowers brings it up the floor. Got down to Peterson, now Pierce in the corner. Riley going to the cutter in the lane. That is Hadley Meyer. Had trouble with the catch, gets it back. And, oh, feeds it out to Riley Pierce, and she was going to be fouled. Foul will be on the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears. It's on Laney Young. That'll be foul number 3 on Laney. Well, Lady Bobcats will inbound. They got it to Abby Bowers. Off to Peterson. Peterson. Back to Bowers on top. Squares up for a long 3. It's no good. Rebound is going to be 2 the Lady Bears. We got a foul call. Riley Pierce is going to be called for a foul on the rebound. Foul on Pierce will be her first. And the third team foul on the Lady Bobcats. Lady Bears bring it up the floor. Tay Davis. Working away from the defense as she crosses the timeline. Feeds it on the left side to Adriana Corbett. Corbett way out on the floor. Gives it back out to Tyson on top. Tyson trying to lob it inside to Washam. Goes off the hands of Bryn Washam and out of bounds. It'll be Thayer Lady Bobcat ball. That's a good defensive play by Abby Bowers. Got into the vision field of Washam, and as she tried to make the catch, didn't see it. Couldn't catch it cleanly, and it went out of bounds. Here come the Lady Bobcats. Pierce open for three. Off the front of the rim. No good. Rebound to Lainey Young, and she'll get fouled on the play. Lainey Young had the inside position and will be fouled by number 24, Hadley Meyer, for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. That'll be foul number three on Hadley. Again, full court pressure by the Lady Bobcats. Tay Davis just takes it and races up the right sideline. Gets all the way to the wing. Crossover dribble into the lane. Feeds off to Washam. Washam gives it back to Davis. And she'll take it out to the top of the key. Right side to Young. Lainey. Couple of dribbles. Hounded by Peterson. Looking to get rid of it. Does to Davis. To Washam cutting down the lane for two. Bryn Washam with 21. And it's a 30-point lead for the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears. And Bowers, wasn't being careful with the ball, poked away by Young to Washam. 23 for Bryn. Abby Bowers, a little careless with the ball. Lainey Young just poked it away. Bryn Washam caught it and drove for the layup. 32-point lead for the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears. Thayer with it. Curley swings it over to Bowers. Bowers back down to Riley Joe Pierce. Out to Curley for three. That one's off the mark. And the rebound taken by Bryn Washam for Mammoth Spring. Out to Davis. Davis dribbles through a double team and is going to get fouled in the backcourt. It'll be a blocking foul on Peterson. Will be her fourth of the game. Team foul number four. And the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears making some substitutions. Lainey Young will come off the floor. Adriana Corbett off the floor. Checking in, number 12, Bethany Robbins. And number 14, Jaylee Tyson. And Coach Denny Young making some substitutions as well. Abby Bowers comes off the floor. Savannah Wheeler will check in. Also checking in, number 22, Jaclyn Donahue. Caden Hillis back in the game. Number 21, Avery Bowers will check in. So both teams have kind of cleaned the bench here. Still just a couple of starters on the floor for Mammoth Spring, Molly Corbett and Tay Davis. Tay looking to make a move into the lane. Ooh, a push-off. No call. Gives it out to Bryn Washam for three. Rattles in and out. No good. And the rebound taken by Robbins. And then a foul on the Thayer Lady Bobcats. I believe they're going to get Savannah Wheeler. Yes, they do. Wheeler called for the first. We're playing under the turbo clock. The mercy rule is in effect. Mammoth Spring leads it by 32 points. And going to the free throw line, trying to add to that lead, Bethany Robbins for Mammoth Spring. Bethany's played quite a bit tonight, has not scored in the game. And the first free throw is up and no good. And more substitution, the dynamic duo coming off the floor, Tay Davis and Bryn Washam. Davis with 16 points on the night, and Bryn Washam with 23. Another free throw here for Robbins, it's good. So Robbins gets in the scorebook for their first point. And the Thayer Lady Bobcats bring it the other way. Riley Pierce crosses the timeline with 2.5 minutes to go. And she threw it away. Ball intercepted by Tyson. Jaylee up the floor for the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears. Swings it on the right side for Parker. Lauren swings it cross court and gets it right back top of the key. Now swings it over to Reisner. Allie Reisner gives it up on the wing. Mammoth Spring to Molly Corbett. Steps to the bucket. Throws it up and in. Molly Corbett now with 12. Mammoth Spring Lady Bears with four players in double figures tonight. Under 2 minutes to go in the game. Thayer Lady Bobcats have it. Ball deflected by Corbett. Going to go out of bounds. It'll be Thayer Lady Bobcat ball. And more substitutions now. Number 13 checks in for Mammoth Spring. That is Kylie Williams. Also number 22 checking in, Ellie Guernsey. Riley Pierce will check out. As number 23, Hattie Haynes checks in for the Lady Bobcats. Inbound play goes to Avery Bowers. She shoots a long two and scores. Avery Bowers with some points off the bench for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Mammoth Spring working the ball on the perimeter. Winging it out top. And poked away by Curley. Allie will drive for the layup. Allie Curley on the board with four. And Mammoth Spring will bring it the other way. 1 minute to go in the game. Mammoth Spring Lady Bears are going to be champions, back-to-back champions of the Thayer Winter Classic. Lady Bears working around the perimeter. Ball deflected, and a foul going to be called on Curley. That'll be foul number one on Allie. And we'll send Mammoth Spring to the free throw line for what, in effect, is going to end this game. Going to the line, number 13, Kylie Williams. Bounces it twice, throws up the free throw, and oh, rims around and no good. So Williams will set to shoot another. 28 seconds to go in the ball game. Free throw is up and good. So Williams, number 13, gets on the board. Thayer bring it the other way with 19 seconds to go. Curley up the floor, gives it to Donahue. Donahue dribbles to the top, feeds it around to Haynes for three. No good, rebound Curley. Back to Donahue. Donahue going up with a shot. That is blocked. And the deflection will go out of bounds. And with 3 seconds left, that's going to be your ball game. The Mammoth Spring Lady Bears have come to the Thayer High School gym and dominate the Thayer Lady Bobcats on the way to a 32-point win, 67-35 in the championship game of the Thayer Winter Classic. We'll take a timeout. We'll be back to wrap things up with your Thayer Decorating postgame report in just 1 minute on the Ecom Sport Network.
Serving Fulton and Sharp counties, the Ozarka College campus and Carpenter Technical Center in Ash Flat offer affordable education and quality training for your career. General studies, IT, criminal justice, teacher education, professions in healthcare, welding, machining, automotive, and diesel mechanics, and more. At Ozarka, students matter, and your education is affordable. Go online to get started at ozarka.edu. Ozarka College, life-changing.
One of North Arkansas Electric Cooperative's main goals is to provide our members with reliable service. We've launched a long-term effort to reduce outages by removing dead trees in and near the co-op's right-of-way. Starting with our three-phase lines, NAEC employees and contractors are topping off dead trees that could reach power lines when they fall. Personnel will leave the tree sections on the property where they don't cause an access issue. Providing members with reliable service. North Arkansas Electric Cooperative, a Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
Well, back after the ball game, they've made the trophy presentation. Thayer Lady Bobcats will take second place in the 50th annual Thayer Winter Classic. And the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears, back-to-back champions. And for the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears, that is their 30th victory of the year. Thayer Lady Bobcats will drop to 12-6 with the loss. Mammoth Spring is 30-4. And again, they are the champions. And they've beaten the Thayer Lady Bobcats twice here during the season, both in tournament championship games. All right, and this one, for all intents and purposes, was pretty much over early. Mammoth Spring got out to an 8-0 lead. Thayer did make a run, got back to within 11-9, but then Mammoth Spring outscores them 15-7 in the second quarter and had a 37-16 lead at the half. Then the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears go off for 18 points in the third quarter, held Thayer to just 12. And they even outscored them 12-7 in the fourth for the victory here tonight over the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Bryn Washam led the way with 23. Tay Davis with 16. 11 for Laney Young and 3 threes for Laney in the ballgame. 12 points for the sophomore Molly Corbett. She had one of the better games tonight that I've seen her have all season long. All right, we're awaiting Scott Small, head coach of the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears, going to get a word from him about this tournament championship game. And what a great atmosphere here tonight. The crowd, the gym was pretty much packed. The crowd was good and just a good win for the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears.